The uncertain economy is not stopping a lot of major corporations from reporting big profits. Yesterday, Cisco Systems reported a sharp earnings increase in the second quarter, up 27% from the same period last year. But some analysts are expressing caution, as NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
By now, almost every Fortune 500 company has issued its earnings report for the quarter that just ended, and the news has been in many respects better than expected. Chuck Hill is research director at First Call.
The good news is that we're crushing the final estimates and that we're probably going to end up with something close to 10% year-over-year earnings growth for the second quarter.
Hill points out that the profit picture isn't quite what it seems. For one thing, the weaker dollar has made U.S. goods less expensive, and that's helped push exports higher. Also, he notes that much of the increase in profits has occurred at energy companies, which have benefited from higher fuel prices. If not for those two factors, the increase in profits would have been considerably lower. The upshot is that company revenues aren't necessarily climbing that much, but companies are learning to squeeze more profit out of what they make. Hugh Johnson is chief economist at First Albany.
We've seen some real productivity gains in many companies as a result of the investments they've made in technology over the last 5 years. They're really starting to have some payoffs there.
As company profits grow, they will be in a better position to begin hiring more workers. A lot of economists believe that will happen gradually in the months to come, with a big rebound by next year. One thing that could derail that is interest rates, which, although still low, have risen sharply since early June. Higher interest rates make it harder for companies to raise money and also reduce mortgage refinancings, which could hurt consumer spending. And that would make it harder for many companies to build on last quarter's strong profit performance. Jim Ciroli, NPR News.